A Philosophy of Software Design Part 2, Working Code is Not Enough. A Philosophy of Software Design treats software design less as architectural theater and more as the daily work of managing complexity. This part covers Chapter 3 Working Code Isn't Enough and Chapter 4 Modules Should Be Deep. It uses only short key phrases from the source and turns the reading into summary, interpretation, and application. The guiding question is, where does quickly working code diverge from code that remains understandable tomorrow? How to use this note? This is part 2 of a 10-part reading of A Philosophy of Software Design. The scope is Chapter 3 Working Code Isn't Enough and Chapter 4 Modules Should Be Deep. The operating principle remains, book notes are storage, insight cards are currency. L0 entry core sentence, strategic programming treats future change cost as part of the design problem, not as a later cleanup task. Why read this? As AI tools and automation make code faster to produce, I want sharper standards for code that remains understandable and changeable. Initial hypothesis, in practice, working behavior can dominate design judgment. This range lowers working behavior to a minimum condition and treats deep modules as units of long-term investment. Author context, John Oosterhout is a computer scientist known for work in operating systems, distributed systems, TCL/TK, and software design education at Stanford. Scope, Chapter 3 Working Code Isn't Enough and Chapter 4 Modules Should Be Deep. L1 captures short phrase design tactical programming. This names the habit of solving only the immediate problem. Fast local fixes can slowly make the structure slower to change. Short phrase design strategic programming. This treats future change cost as part of today's work. The habit needed here is small recurring design investment. Short phrase design deep modules. This describes a module with a simple interface and substantial hidden capability. The useful measure is not class count but functionality per interface burden. Copyright boundary. This public note does not reproduce long source passages. It uses chapter level concepts and short phrases as anchors, then provides transformative summary and commentary. L2 map range summary main claim -1 tactical programming prioritizes getting behavior to work while delaying structural cost completion may be fast while future change becomes slow. 2 strategic programming adds small design investments consistently design is a daily choice rather than a later rewrite. 3 module interface reduces the surface users must understand a simpler interface lowers memory burden. 4 deep modules provide large functionality behind a small interface. Good abstractions absorb internal complexity. 5 shallow modules split code without reducing user burden. Division alone does not guarantee design quality. Argument in one paragraph. Strategic programming treats future change cost as part of the design problem, not as a later cleanup task. In practice, working behavior can dominate design judgment. This range lowers working behavior to a minimum condition and treats deep modules as units of long-term investment. In practice, this moves review questions from does it work, toward what must the next reader know in order to change it safely. Design is not a separate ceremony, it is embedded in names, boundaries, exceptions, comments, layers, and performance choices. L3 Insight Cards A Philosophy of Software Design, I2.1 Working Behavior is the start of design judgment, not its finish line. A Philosophy of Software Design, I2.2 A deep module is evaluated by the burden it removes from users. A philosophy of software design, I2.3 Strategic programming is repeated small investment, not a heroic rewrite. L4 Production board outputs blog draft, part 2 is working code is not enough. Code review question, where does quickly working code diverge from code that remains understandable tomorrow? Insight card, working behavior is the start of design judgment, not its finish line. L5 review connections, this stands in tension with Yagni, avoid speculative generality, but also avoid tactical blindness to future change. Open questions, where does this part's red flag appear most clearly in my current code base? What check would an AI coding agent need in order to apply this principle reliably? Final takeaway, a deep module is not one that hides for its own sake, it lets users know less while doing more.